It's Crazy Money Day. I'm Chuck Bentley with my money life from Crown. Three men separately entered a pet store in Denver. One man suddenly faked a seizure. This allowed another one to run off with two bulldog puppies worth $4,000 each. An employee tried to stop him, and the thief dropped the dogs. He kicked the worker, then grabbed the puppies and ran off with the other guy. That's crazy. They escaped in a Cadillac Escalade, waiting for them out front. The police were called, and the man who faked the seizure was arrested. When coverage of the story hit the news, the new owner of a puppy thought hers looked like the picture of one that was stolen. She returned it to the store, reporting how she had purchased it from a street vendor for $1,500. The other one is still missing. The store owner claims that crime has escalated in the Denver area and is affecting her bottom line. 2 weeks earlier, a $2,000 Shih Tzu was taken by some women who also distracted employees with the purchase of hamsters. That's crazy, too. The Canine Journal says dogs are primarily stolen for financial gain. Purebreds and designer dogs are resold for high prices. Other thieves claim cash rewards for so-called finding of lost pets for breeding, fighting, or medical research. In Ephesians 4, we're told to work, not steal, so we'll have something to share with those in need. If you've been dishonest, confess it to the Lord, turn from it, and begin to wisely steward what you earn. There's no reason to ruin your reputation and risk jail time by stealing dogs. And if you're struggling with excessive credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can create a debt management plan specifically for you. For more information, visit online at crown.org/CCC. That's crown.org/CCC.